Now we're going to consider the text, which is in a way the source of everything else that we've done, as is the case every Sunday. The gospel goes along on a rhythm, and all the other texts are brought along to serve and illumine the gospel. The theme I've looked at mostly, which is developed in these texts, except the Romans text, which takes its own direction, but not hard to fit in, is humility from the first reading. So this text goes, you see, well, let me read a little bit of the context. Again, it might help. We're in Matthew 11, and this is the last part of Matthew 11. I have a beautiful text I want to read to you from the Catechism about Jesus' praise. You see, a lot of this text is a complex chapter. The section actually starts in verse 2. John heard about Jesus. He sent his disciples. And they said, "Are you the one to come or wait for another?" And Jesus said, "Just look at what you see. Go home and tell him that." And then this remarkable passage. I don't remember now whether I did it in this section or another, but if you're in Capernaum someday, go and walk over where you can see the sea. And then look right down the your eye, and you'll see Bethsaida, flat field. And then you look up, and there you can see the ruins of Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. Woe to you, Chorazin, not Bethsaida. If the works had been done in Sodom and Gomorrah that were done in you, they'd be around to this day. And as for you, Capernaum, where I've lived, you want to be exalted to the sky, you're going to go right down to the depths. And then, after being so hurt by rejection, you see, then, in that time, Jesus spoke up and said, and then we have our text, which is about, well, those who do listen, what are they like? And what a consolation they are to Jesus. And so now we have this text, which is Jesus praising the Father. You see? I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. That's a very biblical way of describing God, the Lord of heaven and earth. It comes frequently in Genesis and elsewhere, you see? Because you hid these things from the wise and prudent, or wise and learned, sophon, sineton, and you revealed them to little ones. Now you see, being a little one doesn't necessarily make you smart. It makes you a little one. But a little one, if it's one who is looking to God in trust and obedience, those are the ones that get revelation, because nobody gets this except that it be given. The Holy Spirit gets it and gives it. See, you reveal this, Father, to the nepis, the little ones. That's a kind of a technical word in the Greek tradition of the wisdom tradition of the Old Testament. It means a little different than somebody who hasn't made a decision yet about life. Some people are 106, they still haven't. But normally, people have to decide which way you're going to go. And those who are still wondering, and little in that sense, you know, that, yes, I know exactly what my life is going to be, and I don't, you know, I know there's no God, and I never know. Little in that sense, you see. receptive would be a, that would be a good translation. It wouldn't be exact, but it gives you the idea. Reveals it to the receptive. Because, you see, the wise and learned are not usually very receptive. We got it all together. We know. That's a very dangerous position. And so, to be receptive, I mean, I've worked in my life, I've been privileged to work with some of the greatest scholars we have had in the 20th century in the church. And they were all very receptive. They were all, in that sense, little. They weren't dumb, but they were little. They were receptive. And you can tell right away, especially in the world of scholarship, a fellow does not say two sentences, and you know whether or not he's pushing himself or he's receiving from God. So it says, you see, you revealed. Now, and the word there is apocalypsis, from apocalypse. In other words, apocalypse is from it. You took away the veil. Apocalypse. Take away the veil. Only God can do that. All the study in the world can get you a lot of good information, which is very valuable. But only God can take away the veil. That's why people who study, 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 but forget to pray, they don't get so far. You've got to pray. You've got to let and obey God. You see, because God will stir up in us a hunger. And so we say to God, you know, Lord God, I'll trade you any sin I've got if I can just know you better. He likes to hear that. He likes to hear that. And he'll show us there is sin. And trade it in. You see? And then you're apt for revelation, the work of God. And so, reveal it to these little ones. Yes, Father, for that what has been, you know, this translation here, your gracious will, literally has become pleasing in your sight. That's the way you want things. Ne pater. That's the way you want things. Now, he starts to talk about himself. Everything has been handed over to me by my Father. In his humanity, everything has been handed over to me by my Father. And nobody knows the Son but the Father. Nobody knows who he really is. Who can rejoice in the total beauty of the Son of God? Only the Father. But we can be invited into that rhythm, which is how the text goes on. Nor the Father does anyone know except the Son, and those to whom the Son wishes to apokalypse again, reveal him. So the Son can reveal. He can reveal the Father. You see, nobody knows who the Father is except the Son and the one to whom the Son chooses to reveal it. Now, you could say, oh, choose me. I want to know the Father. Jesus would like to hear that. He would say, all right, now, this is the way I'm going to take you. There'd be some humiliation, there might be some sickness, there might be some tough, but if you are identified with me and if you're a priest, and you're offering yourself as a victim at every Mass when you say, this is my body, this is my blood, and you throw your own in there, you will know the Father. I promise you. That's what he's saying. No doubt at all. You see? Now, how are we going to get there? Well, I just outlined it, but this is what he says. Come after me, all you, or come to me, I guess would be better. Come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. Now, he probably means those who think the only way to God is through a very complex system of rules and regulations. Now, they don't have to be just the Torah, which for holy people is a delight. I remember one Jewish scholar said once, in the Torah it says I shouldn't eat shrimp. Well, what's wrong with shrimp? I don't know. But if God says don't eat shrimp, I can show him I love him by not eating shrimp. Isn't that nice? Understand? And so that's what's being said here, you see. Now come to me, who are laboring and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Now that's a line. You can find a line like that in Jeremiah. Might even be right here in my cross references. They don't put it down. But there's a reference. Inquire of the ways, stand at the crossroads, and seek for wisdom to find rest for your soul. Because all of this now is wisdom context, you see. The yoke, that's the yoke of the master. That's all taken care of. That's all in the... This is all Jesus, the teacher, the rabbi, saying, come and learn from me. I will not put heavy burdens on you. I will set your heart on fire. And then whatever I want, it'll be a pleasure for you to do, even when things are tough. I'll be there. Because what makes the difference is love. Not the size of the burden, but love. And so, take my yoke, which is a technical word. Oh dear, where did I have that? What did I do with it? Oh, you know, isn't that, I typed all these texts out and now I don't have them. But yoke, and so words like it are so common. Jesus is saying, I'm your rabbi, I'm your teacher. But I'm not going to teach you about God. I'm going to give you living, personal, experiential knowledge of the Father. You see? See, the one to whom I choose to reveal you, reveal him. Learn of me because I am praus kitapinos, tikardia. I am praus, you see, these are, all our words make this sound like wimp stuff. I am meek and humble of heart. No wimp can do this. This means death to self. Wimps don't die to self. They go sing along with Mitch so they don't have trouble. Here, you see, learn from me, take my yoke, my teaching, my way of life, what I want of you, and learn from me. If you watch me, you can see how to do it, you see? Because I'm meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Why is it easy and light? Because I make it easy and light. I bear it with you. You know, when you meet very holy people, and they so love God, and they can be having difficulties or sicknesses or rejections, whatever in their life, there's always a spark of joy. Never missing. Never missing. Because they know the Lord. That's the whole purpose of this text. In other words, I come into Jerusalem riding on a donkey and so forth. I'm the humble king. You want to be free, be happy, and know me even in this life, then learn from me. Amen.